The following presentation is from North Pine Baptist Church. We trust that it will help you learn more about God and His message for the world. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.
It's amazing that whenever we become a Christian, often on all this sort of journey throughout, I've been transformed into the image of Christ. A couple of passages of time, but I'll check them in just a screen passage. So I don't know if you know, but I feel myself somewhere really when I was so tired. Just about the trajectory that all of us are on, see what next to come and see things that we can just start. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who have unveiled faces reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Like we are born of our sinful natures, and then when we become Christians, we receive the Spirit. And the Spirit is on this. Restoring us to what we were originally created to do, until finally we stand in the Lord's presence. And all the sin has been removed. That transformation really has been restored. Speed on that day. And yet, if we're going to have to listen tonight, that's my encouragement. Some of you have been informed about the Lord, and often forgets about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who drives our spirit to God. And in one of the challenges is something like that. And Jimmy Barnes says that the spirit is right, isn't it? You sort of pick and choose, and you determine how you're going to develop your own control. And one of his questions is how this almost insane desire to keep control of including our spiritual life. And the thing is, we actually yield to the Spirit. It's not that we don't have a way to play the Spirit in the way, but it's fundamentally the Spirit working for us and being in control of us. And it's really what the family is trying to develop us. The purpose of the Christian spirit is for us, and for the sake of simplicity, conformity of our lives as community individuals to the wonderful life in which we live. This is the limit which plays in the life of the Spirit in order to do this in 1627. God says, let us make mankind in our image. Man has been made with creation, so we have created the image of God in Genesis 1, but by Genesis 3, that image is now. We're born in the back of the earth. As we say, at the moment of conversion, we then begin this journey, which I guess the past is still to some of the things I have to do, is our chart we still to join. I look to have one of this on one student who would be able to say that that's just this constant growth on the time. Most of it's still. Nothing really seems to be happening at all. I don't really think that anyway. In Christ, our humanity is restored. And we have been reset into the pattern of original humanity. And that's a great thing because we're sort of reflect on how that verse in Philippians 1:6 is the benefit of Thank you. As I mentioned before, Thank you.
God to just speak to me and believe the response process. So the individual's community is growing into an ever increasing part of this. And the community is all about the strength of the church in the world. So it's spirit driven, it's the response of the spirit. The response is the rigid part, not just for our own sake, but for the sake of others. Another means God used to promote his people. Well, these people can be instrumental in our spiritual lives, both positively and negatively. And I hope you can pick up people who have been a positive influence in your Christian life over time. Like your pastor, like your teacher, like your spouse, like your school friend. Like people who are I'm going to
Thank you.
coming to me about it. So I wrote my mother, what is that you've got to the inside of your spouse? How would you expect the other person? You get these errors, you think you're suffering by distance. You don't suffer. We need to be really I'm not sure what Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this presentation from North Pine Baptist Church. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.